Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. For those of you new to the class, there are about 200 of us here at USAprepares.com, experts in various areas. We're innovators, we're dentists, we're medical doctors, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, authors, physicists, farmers, and inventors. And we're students rising to become instructors. I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest USAprepares.com instructor, Andrew Hemmer. Is with us, and he is a customer service manager at earthworkshealth.com. He's a third-generation farmer in Nebraska. And today we're going to be talking this hour about gardening, organic gardening, gardening to feed your family. And for those of you who have been paying attention to the news, you know that there's an epidemic that is causing chickens to be killed by the millions. You know, we might not have birds for Christmas and Thanksgiving. It's a serious, serious problem. So this is just one more exclamation point as to why you need to grow your own food. Welcome, Andrew Hemmer.
Hello, Vincent. Hello, everyone.
Andrew, I'm so glad you're with us. Now, you live in Nebraska, and you've been farming for all your life, isn't that right?
That's correct, yeah. I grew up on a farm. My grandfather and father and my father's brother took care of the farm, and ever since I could walk, I remember helping them with feed and riding in the tractor with my father. It's been quite the journey.
Yeah, it is the American dream. It's the one that I'm living right now. I live on a farm, and I raise Black Angus cows, And we have some cow manure that some people might think, oh, man, what a problem that is. No, it's not a problem at all. It's putting fertility back in the soil.
And that's right. And you know, when you feed your cows the right stuff, that fecal matter that you put back into the soil, that's a good thing. But when you have farmers that feed their cattle Monsanto products, distilled grains, things like that, well, that winds up in the ground when you put it in the ground and in our crops, when we grow organic crops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, we don't feed our cows any of that.
That's good.
What we do is we feed our cows grass. Andrew, one of the things that I do, and I call it tractor therapy, I have this antique Ford 3000 diesel tractor. It's about 47 horsepower. I get out on that tractor, and I pull a chain harrow. And I pull the chain harrow through the fields where the cows have just spent some time, and I spread the cow manure around so it's in smaller clumps rather than these great big piles. And the sun gets to disinfect it, and it becomes fertilizer faster.
That's right.
And instead of having these spots of dark green grass where the cow manure is, I have a field that's more uniform. And it's safer for the cows, less chance of the cows getting parasites when the manure is spread out and disinfected by the sun. So I guess the point of what I'm trying to say is cow manure, if it's from grass and not from genetically modified organisms and not from feed that has antibiotics in it, it's a great fertilizer. And that's what we use here. That's what we use here at the farm. So let's talk about planting a garden and organic gardening. And why don't we start with this? I mentioned to our class that about a week ago we took topsoil and filled it into our raised bed garden. What I took is some concrete blocks, and these are the commercial concrete blocks. They're 12 inches deep and 2 rows high. And we filled it, let's say it's 4 feet wide by roughly 40 feet long. It's an irregular shape, but let's use that for an example. That's one garden that we've made. Mm-hmm. Filled it with topsoil, put some lime in there, put some peat moss in there, and rototilled it in, pulled out all the rocks, so it's a nice, fluffy, dark brown soil. I'd love to have some more humus. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to have some more humus. There's some cow manure in there, and so that's the garden. The pH is 7.0. So we had some tomatoes that we started from seeds. We have some peppers that were started from seeds. They're in there now, and in about 14 days, we are going to, when there's a new moon, we're going to plant. Are we on the right track, or do you have some suggestions to make this garden better?
No, I'm waiting for the new moon also to, you know, get a lot more of the other crops planted. You're doing the right thing, Vincent.
Okay, let's talk about the new moon. Can we do that? And then we'll talk about, then later on in this broadcast hour, we'll talk about what do we do about the pests. So how important is planting by the moon?
Well, if you have done a little research about new moons, even homeopathic doctors, medical doctors have recognized it also. When you take herbal supplements in your own body and you do this around a new moon or a full moon, It seems to absorb better and work better. And the same thing is with plants. The way my grandma explained it to me is you plant on a full moon or a new moon so that the seeds have a better chance to grow, is what I've been taught. And further research shows when the seedlings actually, you know, pop out of the ground and those full moons and new moons come, the absorption rate of their root systems, it does increase. So the idea of planting around a full moon and a new moon, I mean, that's the best time to plant.
Okay. Now, is there something that, is there a relationship between the orientation of a garden, meaning north, south, or east, west, or some other orientation that works better because of the magnetic influences of the earth? Or is the most important thing the sun versus less sun?
Well, sun versus less sun is important, but, you know, magnetic fields and everything, you know, that plays a part too. Plants are going to absorb bioavailable metals. There is aluminum in plants. You know, you need not to be afraid of it. It does help with the cell membrane structure and things like that, but with magnetic fields, it does help with, you know, plant growth, and you can notice that during full moons and new moons. But yeah, sun, you know, having the right placement of plants to where the sun is, if they're getting partial sun, if they're getting full sun, that's all important.
Andrew, let's build a garden right now. How do we start? And let's assume that our class lives in the suburbs. A lot of us live in the suburbs. And some of us live on farms, but a lot of us live in the suburbs, and some will live in the city. Maybe for the city folk that haven't gotten out yet and they're thinking about getting out, maybe they just need a couple more months, and let's help them with a bucket garden, okay? But let's start with the suburbs.
Okay. Well, in the suburbs, chances are that you're not going to find a lot of grass or a lot of land to till, things like that. So the idea is to make yourself a box garden, or if you can put them in buckets, that's just fine. The idea of living in the suburbs and growing produce, you need the access to a growing media. So it's not like you can go out of town and dig some ground up and use that. You're probably going to have to find a nice organic source of medium. And when you can find that, you know, that's the first step. But making a bucket garden, if you have, you know, partial sun or full sun, in your backyard, or if you have access to a roof, that's a great place to start. But the idea is to, know what you're going to plant and get the supplies that you need. That is the growing media itself, the tools that you need to transplant and things like that, and your containers that you're going to be putting plants in. So that's the first step.
When you talk about growing medium, are you talking about just buying potting soil? Or are you talking about buying topsoil?
Well, that's what I mean by growing media, is whether you're going to be buying an organic potting soil or if you're going to be getting some topsoil from somebody that can provide it to you. There are good potting soils out there. Miracle-Gro, that's something that people need to stay away from, even the organic Miracle-Gro. It is processed. There is chemicals in it. You need to stay away from it. You don't want to eat it. If you can find a USDA organic, a OMRI certified organic soil that from a company that is trustworthy and has been around for a while. Ideally, though, you would want some fertile topsoil, and there are individuals online that do provide that. You can also look locally around your city to see if somebody can provide something like that, but it is available.
And you said Miracle-Gro is something that we should stay away from their soil?
Everybody should stay away from Miracle-Gro. It's definitely
Andrew,
not a trusted company.
Andrew, there goes another sponsor.
Well, I tell you, if Miracle-Gro...
Andrew, this is this is your first broadcast, and you already threw a sponsor over the overboard.
I apologize.
Well, no, actually, we're just going to have to promote you. Okay, so, Andrew, I was going to go to Craigslist. We're going into a break. I'm going to go to Craigslist and see if I can find some potting soil just here locally for those in Springfield. So is that what you're saying? Just go to Craigslist or a farm supply or something like that and ask around for...
Facebook is also another really good tool going on in marketplaces and people that sell things on Facebook. I know here in Nebraska, we have a county exchange, and people sell and buy things all day. I've been seeing garden supplies and topsoil and potting soil for sale the last few weeks.
Yeah, there it is. I just went to Craigslist, Springfield, Missouri, topsoil. Looks like a dump truck load, $165. Topsoil, plenty of topsoil for sale in the Springfield market. So, and here's some topsoil, $20. So that's for, you got to load it, though, for $20. But brought to you, that's a little bit more. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Andrew Hemmer's with us. EarthworksHealth.com. EarthworksHealth.com. And EarthworksHealth.com is the company that is the supplier of diatomaceous earth that we use here at the farm. And the same supplier of the diatomaceous earth that Dr. Shealy is doing his study on starting Monday at the meetup. So if you're interested in being part of the study, we have at least 10 right now who will be at the meetup at Jimmy's Egg. Dr. Shealy will be there. He'll be talking about diatomaceous earth and the study for what it can do for you, like lowering cholesterol, lowering blood sugar, improving skin and so forth. I mean, it's going to be a fabulous study, and we'll report more on it as the study continues. So if you're interested in being part of the study, it's absolutely free. We're providing the diatomaceous earth. Dr. Shealy is overseeing this and engineering the study. He has the protocol all written. I have a copy of it. So if you're interested, very simple, no cost to you. You just have to do it. We'll see you on Monday at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 p.m. Dr. Shealy will be with us. Andrew Hemmer's with us, and we're talking about the soil. And, Andrew, I just went to Craigslist, $165 for 5 cubic yards of topsoil delivered. So it's available, and that's in Springfield, Missouri. So there's plenty of places where you'll be able to get topsoil. So now we've got our soil. What do we do next, Andrew?
Well, next, you should definitely find some sustainable and quality seeds. Going to Walmart, going to other retail locations to get seeds, that's fine, just as long as you're getting organic. you also want to look into the company, learn their practices, you know, learn about the company first before you, you know, jump into some seeds that you don't know about. I do try to find the most sustainable seeds. SustainableSeedsCompany.com is a great way to find some quality seeds that do last. They are vacuum packed for protection of the seeds, and I've been growing those type of seeds for about 3-4 years now. So the next step is getting the seeds and what you want to plant. When you buy the seeds, they will mention, you know, how you plant it, how far down, as in the depth, how much you need to space out the plant. So growing in buckets, you really don't have to worry about too much space. You can plant the plants in a bucket, and there it's going to grow. So whether you have one bucket separated 20 feet from another, that's fine. With a, let's say, a raised bed or a box garden, you're limited in space. So growing, let's see, some viney plants like cucumber, watermelon, that's going to take up a small garden. It really will. So the idea of finding plants that are space-saving, that are nutritious, that are superfoods, beets, kale, spinach, green leafies like that, and other space-saving plants that you can find are ideal for smaller gardens. So seeds, finding out how much space that they're going to take up is the next step, and then finding a good planting plant. You definitely want to make sure that when you plant the seeds, you're doing it correctly as instructed, and that you keep the soil evenly moist as the seeds start to emerge into seedlings.
Andrew, when I water plants that are just been transplanted, I water them very carefully. I try to not to disturb the leaves and make sure that I don't drown the plants. But I do wet them pretty well, and I try to make sure that the water is not a temperature that would shock the plants. Is that something that you think is important as well? Meaning, you know, really cold water out of a well.
That is exactly right. On our farm back here in Nebraska, you get the water from our well, and it is ice cold, whether it's 90 degrees out or if it's 40 degrees out. So what I do is I let the water sit, and I let it get to, you know, an ample temperature, lukewarm, at least 70 degrees. That will lower the chance for a shock to the plant. And, yes, like you said, when you do water after you transplant, you want to water it evenly, but you don't want to dump the water on the plant. It's going to shock it more if you do that. Just take it slow and make sure the soil is nicely, evenly coated with the water, and just make sure you don't disturb too much the root system, and like you said, don't disturb the leaves too much. And a lot of people, after they water and they sit there and look at their plants, they want to play with them, they want to touch them, they want to make sure they look perfect. Just leave them alone. They'll do their job, and they'll grow to what you're wanting them to grow like.
That's a really good point. And we come back, let's talk about buckets and tires. Planting your garden in tires. Yep, used tires. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about gardening, and Andrew Hemmer's with us, EarthworksHealth.com, EarthworksHealth.com. Andrew, 93 million of us in America are not in the labor force, 93 million. About a third of us are not employed. Just one more reason why we need to grow our own food, because jobs are becoming few and far between, and it takes some of us many jobs just to almost survive. Andrew, we have a neighbor who is a fantastic gardener, and what he does is he gets used tires. He's a farmer, and he takes a Sawzall, a reciprocating saw, and he cuts the sidewalls out, and he leaves just the tread. So what he has is a container that's open at the bottom, open at the top, and he cuts both sidewalls out, fills it with topsoil, and puts like one tomato plant in it, or one pepper plant. And he's got hundreds of these tires in his fenced-in area. And I got to tell you, these mini raised bed gardens grow like I've never seen before. Have you seen that?
I have seen it, and I do it at home, too. I actually have some stevia in some tires. The one thing I may mention to callers, if you're using used tires, and I'm sure your neighbor knows this, there may be some slits in the sidewalls. One thing you can do is take some black trash bags and line the inside of it to make sure that light does not get exposed to the root system. So that's just a little friendly tip there. But, yeah, I will do the same thing that your neighbor is doing. I have done it with a variety of different plants, but this year it's going to be stevia and quinoa.
Let's talk about stevia. How do you grow stevia?
Well, stevia is a plant that grows very well. As long as you don't live in a very, very warm climate, they seem to have a little trouble getting the yield that you want, but you still can grow it in warmer climates like down in Florida and Texas. Ideally, where you are, Vincent, where I am, up in Canada, these are the best places to grow stevia. Grow it right from seed. You want to make sure you get a quality organic stevia seed. And, you know, it's good 1 inch down, and you would, like any other seed, make sure that it's evenly moist in the soil and wait for it to pop up and just leave it alone, and it'll do its job. Stevia is a wondrous sweetener. Compared to honeys and sugars and artificial sweeteners, this is the best sweetener on the planet Earth. So I use stevia in different teas. I use it to sweeten foods and different homemade meals that we make. We do try to stay away from honeys unless it's raw, processed sugars, things like that. And stevia does very well, and it helps our blood sugars and our health.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, now you're a father of three. Does that, being a father of three, do you, are your children involved in gardening? Is this a family event for you? I mean, each time you go out there?
It is. When I first started helping my family, that was the idea of it, is getting family together to grow these plants, to pull weeds, to can the produce, to eat it together. So, yes, my children and my wife were all involved in gardening. To tell you a little story, my son is just turning two, and he was out there with the rake, raking the soil, and he was just having a ball. So, you know, you guys, if you're going to be growing a garden, get your kids involved. It's very, very good bonding time and a good way to teach them how to grow produce so that they can teach their children and other people.
Andrew, we want to make sure that our soil has the right mineral content so that the plants uptake the minerals that we need for our health. How do we remineralize our soil? Should we think we need to?
Well, that's the thing, is farmers here in Nebraska and even in Missouri, when we're talking about growing mass crops, we're talking about corn fields and soybean fields and wheat and sorghum. And after a while, the way they space them and the way their practices are, it does take most of the mineral content out of the topsoil. So you're left with soil without silica, soil with low amounts of selenium and other trace minerals and metals. So, for instance, about 50 years ago, you would eat an apple, and you eat an apple today. That apple today contains, well, a lot less, let's say, iron than what it did 50 years ago. Because 50 years ago, that mineral and all the minerals, trace minerals that we need, were in the soil. So one way I have found out to remineralize the soil is using clay. Things like azomite clay, pyrophyllite clay, bentonite clay, clays like that. What I will do is take like azomite clay, for instance, and lay about 5 pounds down on 1,000 square feet. And that gets the right mineral balance into my soil that never has ever affected the pH of the soil. So that's what I have used to remineralize the soil. And there is proof out there that it does work. If you can go out and get it's called a refractometer. And you can take an apple, let's say a green bean from the grocery store that is GMO, that has been grown, mass-produced in a huge field, and you actually look and analyze the mineral content and nutrient value. You take a green bean that is organic and has been grown in an organic setting with, remineralization with that clay. You will find that nutrient levels and mineral levels are much higher. So it's a good way to get the minerals that we need back into our food by using clays in your soil.
Okay, what about, you mentioned iron. What would happen if we took some old American nails, that are bent that we don't use anymore, just stick them in some water and let them rust away and then put that rust, spread that rust evenly on our garden? Would that be a way of getting some iron back in the soil?
Not necessarily, but then again, I don't know. I've actually never heard of that. I would think
all
no,
right.
But then again, I'm not a scientist, so I'm not sure.
I just went to eBay and I looked up refractometer, and you can buy a refractometer low end, about $20, and you can smell at $14, and it looks like you can spend even more if you want. And so, is that what you're talking about? This is a device that you it's like a handheld device similar to a handheld microscope. Is that what we're talking about?
Yes, that is what we're talking about, and it's a good way to prove nutrient value of what you're growing. Let's say farmers markets here in Nebraska, farmers markets are everywhere. People are growing produce. I have went to farmers markets before and talked with the individuals that are selling the produce and just letting them know, there's really nothing in your produce. I can probably go to the grocery store and get the same thing but get better nutrient value. So a refractometer is a good way to know if your plants are getting good nutrients and mineral values so that you know what you're eating.
Andrew, I've got a problem that I've talked about with one of the managers at our local farm operation, our farmers cooperative. And I said, what's the deal with these farmers markets? They sell the same plants that you sell, except 3 and 4 times as much in cost. What's the deal? They sell, produce that they've raised more expensively. And I'm not convinced it's actually better. I don't know why the farmers, when it's from the farm direct to the consumer, why it has to be more expensive than through multiple middlemen coming from the West Coast. So does this frost you the same way it frosts me?
Oh, it definitely frosts me. The fact that, individuals will grow out of the garden and then take it to a farmer's market and, let's say, sell a 12-ounce little package for $3, and, they say this is better than getting it in a grocery store. One thing you're not getting is a waxy coating over your produce. Another
right.
thing you may be getting is not pesticides or herbicides sprayed on it, so that's one good advantage. But still, mm-hmm. the mineral value, the nutrient value, it may not be there, so a refractometer would come in to play there. But, yeah, there's no reason to sell the produce for so expensive. Another problem or reason that may be is they're just not growing enough.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to someone that's growing a 10-by-10 garden and selling that produce out of there to someone that's growing an acre or 5, in my case, it's around 5 acres that I will plant, and a lot of that is donated, and a lot of it is actually sold for a very cheap price at farmers markets. I'm going to sell you a pound of green beans for $1.50, $2. So
mm-hmm.
I would like the grocery store to beat that price.
mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. The grocery stores generally are so much less expensive than the farmer's market. So if you really want to control what you eat, you're going to have to grow it yourself. And if you want to avoid the pesticides, you're going to have to grow it yourself. And that was another area that I wanted to talk to you about. How do we combat some of these pests? And let me give you an example. So a couple of years ago, we planted a raised bed garden near the woods. We wanted to have an area that wasn't in full sunlight all day. We wanted to have some shade. And because we found the plants were burning. So we planted them near the woods. And out of the woods came these beetles. And these beetles ate the entire, all the leaves on all the tomato plants in one day. They came out in an army and ate the entire, destroyed the garden in one day and left. Now, is there a way that we can naturally protect the plants from that kind of an invasion? And literally, that's what happened. It wasn't like they just munched on a few leaves and the garden was still okay. No, they literally ate this thing down like a swarm of locusts.
Yeah, and that happens. It's happened to me before. Before I found a product called Crawling Insect Control Diatomaceous Earth. At earthworkshealth.com, we do sell the product Crawling Insect Control Diatomaceous Earth. It is completely organic, non-toxic, so you can actually apply this stuff with your hands, and you don't have to worry about, you know, getting poisons on you and getting yourself sick. So this product can be applied directly to the ground, to the soil itself, to the plant, whether it's underside or topside, to the leaves, even to the bloom, during flowering cycle, and you're getting, let's say, a cucumber or a zucchini, you can apply right to the fruit itself, and you just wash it off like you normally would wash off your produce before you would eat it. But what happens is, let's say this beetle...
Andrew, hold that thought. We're going into a break, and you can tell us more about it when we come back. Andrew Hemmer's with us, Earthwork Health, earthworkshealth.com. Many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food. Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Youngevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Andrew Hemmer's with us, EarthWorksHealth.com. Andrew, we have Matthew from Texas. Matthew, welcome.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, go ahead. You're live.
All right. So what day you got prepared for Andrew here? What day is he going to be on every week? Because this is vital stuff. I'm being honest, man.
So, Andrew, how much have you paid Matthew?
I have paid him nothing.
Yeah, no.
Hurry up
Matthew.
For this, no, I'm
sorry. Yeah. Andrew is faculty at USAPrepares.com. You can hear a lot from him.
Yeah, I've never heard him before, so I'm just curious. I mean, this guy is. Yeah, this is where we need to be talking about. I mean, we spend a lot of time on spy tech and all this good stuff, but at the end of the day, you can only do so much about the computers and the way Google's going and AI. But this is something we can actually do. I mean, you know, we should all be doing what he's talking about. So I do have a couple questions for you, Andrew, if you're ready for me.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm a big fan of Vince, and I'm a proprietor of what he talks about. So we've got big farms and small farms. I'm right in the middle. I got 10 acres, so I guess I'm a little medium farm. I'm in Texas, and I got a lot of clay. So I've been going through a couple different growing methods. I want to do aquaponics, but it's so expensive. You know, I can't really get the setup going. So I guess right now what I'm stuck with is buckets using, like what you were talking about earlier, and maybe compost tea, like a high-grade compost tea.
Yes, sir.
But what I want to do is I want to have like a quail farm, and I want to grow all their food wild, let them free-range.
Okay.
So how do I get there in clay? Like, you said clay was a good mineral, but when I'm trying to plant in it, oh, goodness. There's nothing worse.
It's, It's same here in Nebraska. There's areas in central Nebraska, northeast Nebraska that have high amounts of clays already in their soil. The thing of it is if you're working with soils that don't have a lot of clays within it, applying, you know, just the correct amount of clay will help to remineralize. But the problem is if you have soils with too much clays, then you're just working with sludge. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Now,
here in
Nebraska, and here in Nebraska, people that have high clay soils is they literally move soil. They move fertile topsoils and basically apply that to the soil that they're working with already. So that's what I can suggest to you since you're working.
So basically, dump trucks is my only method, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
I mean,
because
there's no point in tilling it or trying to work through it, like building cover crops and letting them till the soil, stuff like that over years. I mean, is that even worth it?
Yeah. I mean, you can definitely do it, but I think in the long run, economically wise and yield wise, it's better to spend the money to get those dump trucks and to get that soil onto the clay soil that you're working with now.
Andrew, I have a question for you. Many of us farmers have ponds, and sometimes, you know, the cows walk to the sides of the ponds and push them in, and they damage the edges of the ponds, and we need to scoop them out with a backhoe. Now, if we were to take some of that soil that's, you know, the clay liner of the pond, would that be a nutrient-rich clay for our garden? Take a small amount of that and rototill it in? Would that work?
What we're talking about now is playing God. We don't know until we actually take a soil test. There's many companies around that you can actually take a sample of the soil, and they can analyze it to see what nutrient value it has, what mineral value it has, what its low end.
What's the average cost of that? I'm curious.
What was that?
What's the average cost of, like, a soil nutrient pH type of test, like, if I'm trying to run it by?
Yes, for a detailed analysis, it's usually around $40 or $50.
Wow, I thought it'd be a lot more than that.
Yeah, if somebody's charging a little bit more, find a different company. They all do it the same way. What it is a company will take that soil test, they send it into a lab. They're not, unless they have their own labs there. Most of the time you're talking with like fertilizer companies and things like that around here in Nebraska.
Yes, sir.
But what they do is they send it into a lab. They all send it in pretty much the same lab or just a few of them. So if somebody's trying to charge you $100, $200, don't go for that. Find somebody that's going to be able to.
Andrew, we're out of time. Matthew, thanks so much for being with us. Andrew, we're out of time. We're going to do it again and again.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.